In less than 6 months, the first of the phased bans for sending Australia's recycled waste offshore kicks in. The federal government today has announced it's promising $190 million to help the waste and recycling industries adapt to process that material here. Environment Minister Susan Lee says the scheme's designed to drive $600 million in investment from the states, territories and the private sector. The industry says that's good, but not enough. David Sparks reports.
The government is trying to build an industry big enough to handle all of the nation's waste, something that may have been unthinkable a few years ago. Environment Minister Susan Lee.
We've been shipping this waste overseas in large, ugly bales of mixed plastic and paper. We're now going to say this will stay onshore. This will be recycled in ways that actually produce goods for the future. It might be road base, it might be new plastic materials, but it will actually drive that innovation that hasn't been seen before.
The government will commit $190 million to a new recycling modernisation fund. The goal is for states, territories and the private sector to match that, generating $600 million worth of investment. The minister says more than 10,000 jobs will be created and over 10 million tonnes of waste diverted from landfill.
And it's from big investments that you might see in materials recovery facilities right down to things that happen at your local curbside.
The industry has welcomed the announcement. Gail Sloan is from the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association of Australia.
It's a great thing. It's the first time that we've had the federal government step up to the plate for our essential industry. So it's a fantastic thing. The key thing now will be that state governments bring new money also to the table so that we can turn that into many more millions of dollars and create many more jobs in Australia.
Gail Sloan says while this is good news for waste and recycling companies, their revenues have been hit hard by the COVID-19 slowdown, and she's hoping the fund moves quickly.
The challenge with this money that's coming, which is a great initiative, is that the matching funds needs to come, the business case needs to be done, the development application needs to be done before we can even toss soil. So it's really important that we try and fast track the delivery of projects under this scheme to actually make a difference on the ground.
Pete Schmigel from the Australian Council of Recycling is also pleased with the government's announcement, especially its goal of bringing governments and companies together.
What this does is it brings forward some things that were marginal before and it makes them possible now. It de-risks some potential investment.
But he repeats a warning the industry has been sending for years.
It's absolutely the right move to invest in the technology, the plants, the factories. We need them. We're underdone in that category. But it makes simply no sense to build a lot of plants that we can't sell the products of. It's critical that the government do more than just play around with specifications or set standards for recycled content products. It has to do exactly what the United States does and Europe does. And there, governments actively purchase recycled content products, like roads, in order to keep the jobs in their own countries and to make the system viable.
A parliamentary backlog caused by COVID-19 means the introduction of the ban on exporting glass waste has been delayed until January. But the starting dates for the bans on other materials are unchanged.
David Sparks reporting there.